In August 2020, the world lost broadcaster and author Indu Ramesh to the COVID pandemic. Among her achievements were many outstanding programs for Wings. From 2011, here's Women in the Panchayats. Thanks to a constitutional amendment in India, all panchayats, or village governing bodies, now must have 50% women members. That means 1.2 million rural women entering politics for the first time. Many of them are illiterate, and many are from the so-called scheduled castes that are discriminated against and that now qualify for affirmative action. How are they managing? Indu Ramesh reports.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
India lives in its villages. As of today, there are a little more than 600,000 villages in the country. In early times, the villages were self-contained, in the sense whatever was needed for a living was produced in the village. Apart from farming, each village had a carpenter, an ironsmith, a pot maker, a weaver, a doctor who gave herbal medicines, and a few old men and women who gave advice, settled fights among the villagers, arranged marriages, etc. In effect, it was a very self-contained community. Right up to the time of the British, the country was divided into many small and big states, each ruled by a king. Some of the kings were benevolent and some were downright cruel. The villages and groups of villages were self-sufficient, and the wrath of the king was only known when his men came to collect taxes. And so life went on. Mahatma Gandhi wanted self-contained villages in independent India. India attained independence from the British in 1947. But it was only in 1993 that the 73rd Amendment to the Constitution led to local level governing bodies called panchayats. It was stipulated that one-third of the members elected to the village governing groups would be women. Now this reservation has been raised to 50%. In a typically male-dominated society, the woman's voice was heard only at home. The panchayat gave them the opportunity to go out, do something for the community. They had specific problems regarding education for girls, clean drinking water facilities, health and family welfare information, etc. In this show, we will try to see how women have taken to this opening for them into governance. So we went to little villages where women have contested the elections and are working as effective members of panchayats. I'm Indu Ramesh from Bangalore, India. With me are my friends Aparna Deogiri and Ramamurthy.
Indu, we are in Saganahalli. I spoke to Nagamma while you were appreciating the cattle munching on the maize stalks.
ನನ್ನ ಹೆಸರು ನಾಗಮ್ಮ, ನಮ್ಮೂರು ಸಾಗನಹಳ್ಳಿ, ಗಂಗಸಂದ್ರ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿ. ಗಂಗಸಂದ್ರ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ 19 ಜನ.
ನಾಗಮ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂಲಿ ಎಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗಂಗಸಂದ್ರ ಪಂಚಾಯತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್. ಗಂಗಸಂದ್ರ ಪಂಚಾಯತ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಮ್ 10 ವಿಲೇಜಸ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏರಿಯಾ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಸಾಗನಹಳ್ಳಿ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಟಿಪಿಕಲ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 600 ಹೌಸಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ನಾಗಮ್ಮ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅ ಫಾರ್ಮರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ. She spends quite a bit of her time in the fields where the family grows maize, groundnuts, ragi, which is the local millet, and they have a couple of cows for milk and butter, which also she looks after. They hire a tractor when necessary. Nagamma was elected to the panchayat for the first time in the recently conducted elections. She contested as a scheduled caste woman for a seat reserved for women. She says she has won comfortably because she is popular with the women folk and her family is known in the village. I asked her about the reaction of the people of the village and the other members of the panchayat. She says she was not very confident in the beginning and the men tried to ignore her. When she went to the training class for the newly elected women members conducted by the Hunger Project, she says she learnt all about the working of the panchayat, about how to participate in discussions, ask questions about the benefits her village should get from the government, how she can recommend eligible cases for free housing, etc. Now she says she has learned to stand up to the other members of the committee for sharing the resources from the government.
What does she want to do in her 5-year term of panchayat membership?
She has chalked out a fairly long list of things to do. She wants to bring the women out and see that they take part in community activities, see that no girl stays home when she can go to school. She'll fight for better roads, easy access to higher secondary school in the next village, and so on.
ನನ್ನ ಹೆಸರು ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ಅಂತ. ನಮ್ಮದು ಕಡಬೂರು ಗ್ರಾಮ. ನಾಮಗೊಂಡ್ಲು ಪಂಚಾಯತಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ ನಾವು.
ವಿ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್, ಕಡಬೂರು. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ವಿತ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓವರ್ 2,000 ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ಮರ್ಸ್. ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ, ಅವರ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದೇರ್, ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಎಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಪಂಚಾಯತ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟರ್ಮ್. ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಮೋರ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟೆಡ್ ದನ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವಿಲೇಜ್. She has completed her 10th grade and is married to a fairly big farmer. She can take a stand on things happening in her village. She told us this story. In her first term, she found that a shop was coming up next to a house built by the government for the village nurse. The village nurse is the first point of reference to the women who need medical aid. The shop was to sell liquor and be a place where men gathered all day. The women had to cross the shop to go to the nurse's place, and that would mean facing the men who were most of the time drunken and behaving badly. They came to Rukmini for help. She took up this problem in the panchayat, and after a serious fight, managed to stop the shop opening in that particular place. Her point is that there is so much to do in the villages, especially for women, be it drinking water, common toilets, schooling, etc. She visits the village school, talks to the girls to do something on their own, take in as much education as is available. Even then, she feels sad that some girls have to leave school due to poverty and work in farms as sharecroppers trying to help their families. Rukmini also spoke of the training she received from Sugrama. She told us that after her training, the other panchayat members are asking her where she got all that gumption to question them and their decisions. She's happy she has become confident enough to ask questions, find remedies for the problems of the village, and also see that the money sanctioned by the government for projects are not wasted or misused.
ಮುಖ್ಯವಾಗಿ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡ್ತಿರೋದು ಗ್ರಾಮ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿ ಚುನಾಯಿತ ಮಹಿಳಾ ಸದಸ್ಯರ ಜೊತೆ. ಅದ್ರ ಜೊತೆಗೇನೆ
ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಮೀಟ್ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹುಡ್ಗೂರು ವಿಲೇಜ್. ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಕೋಆರ್ಡಿನೇಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎನ್ ಜಿ ಒ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೋಷಿಯಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನಲ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಅಸೆಡಾ. ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯಸ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 10 kilometers ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಕೌಂಟಿ ಹೆಡ್ ಕ್ವಾರ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಗೌರಿ ಬಿದ್ನೂರು, ವೇರ್ ಅಸೆಡಾ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫೀಸ್. She was widowed just after 2 years of marriage. Left with a small baby and not knowing what to do next, she became a recluse. It was her father who forced her to contest for the panchayat membership. She did, but was too scared to even go out and campaign for herself. The village people knew her family and wanted her to do something in life and voted for her. It was only after she attended training programs by Sugrama that Saubhagya could come out of her shell and start taking interest in the work of the panchayat. She managed to attend many training programs whenever and wherever possible to know how best she could start working for her community. The Hunger Project people recognized her capacity for hard work and asked Asida to take her on their roles. Today, Saubhagya is working in 3 districts conducting training classes for newly elected women panchayat members.
I am amazed. I asked her about her work. She says her pet projects are rainwater harvesting, stopping depletion of groundwater, and managing a farm. She likes to tell the women that problems of a community are similar to the problems of a family, and they can be easily solved if the women folk take an interest.
She tells people about the projects sanctioned by the government for villages, like building of homes for people without a roof on their head, for road building, for drinking water facility, growing vegetables for nearby markets, etc. She also makes women panchayat members recognize the various ways in which government sanctioned funds are misused. She has been able to train women to fight to get the correct information about projects sanctioned, money spent on projects, and also whether the billing has been done properly or not. She says many of the women trained by her are now capable of stopping misuse of government funds.
ನನ್ನ ಹೆಸರು ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಅಂತೇಳಿ, ಗೌರಿಬಿದನೂರು ತಾಲೂಕು ರಾಮಾಪುರ ಗ್ರಾಮ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿಯ ನನ್ನ ಮಾಜಿ ಸದಸ್ಯ.
ವಿ ಮೆಟ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ, ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಎನ್ ಎಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮೆಂಬರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರಾಮ್ಪುರ. ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಮೋರ್ ದನ್ 5,000. ಲೈಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ವಿಮೆನ್, ಶಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶಿ ಕುಡ್ ಡೂ ಇನ್ ದ ಪಂಚಾಯತ್. ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಶಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಆಸೆಡಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಂಗ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್. They taught her about attendance, about listening to the problems of people, asked questions about the funds received from the government for various projects, etc. She went back to the village and started being an effective member. There were many benefits for women sanctioned by the government, such as pension for widows, pension for senior citizens, housing, etc. She talks to the members of the self-help groups where women save small amounts of money and manage to give loans to the members to start small businesses. She has managed to make some members of the self-help groups interested in contesting elections for the panchayat. Women from some of the surrounding villages have done that and won.
ನನ್ನ ಹೆಸರು ರೇಣುಕಾ ಅಂತ, ಗುಂಡ್ಲಳ್ಳಿ ನಾಮಗೊಂಡ್ಲು ಗ್ರಾಮ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿ. ನಮ್ಮ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಒಟ್ಟಾರೆ 6,000-7,000 ಜನಸಂಖ್ಯೆ ಇದೆ. ನಮ್ಮ ಹಳ್ಳಿನಲ್ಲಿ 1,300 ಜನಸಂಖ್ಯೆ ಇದೆ. ಇದರಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಒಂದು 10% ಮಹಿಳೆಯರೇ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಗ್ರಾಮದಲ್ಲಿ.
ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವಿಲೇಜಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ರೇಣುಕಮ್ಮ ಇನ್ ಗುಂಡ್ಲಹಳ್ಳಿ. The road from the county headquarters was very bad, but we survived. Renukamma is a farmer. She brought up her 2 children as a single mother after her husband died and has managed her agricultural lands on her own. Renukamma manages her farm with the help of a nephew and some other relatives. We made ourselves comfortable under a mango tree laden with sweet-smelling mangoes. A fresh crop of maize has come in, and we found 6 women de-husking the maize, sitting under the shade of the neem tree. First thought in the city-bred minds of ours was, Why does she not have a de-husking machine? Renukamma said that the six women are earning enough to feed their children and also save money in the self-help group. The three cows lazing under the jackfruit tree give enough milk, butter, and yogurt for the entire extended family. But the best thing about Renukamma's farming for me was her being an organic farmer. She is not using any chemical fertilizer at all.
Indu, you got carried away by your organic farming ideas. Let us see what Renuka has been able to do in the panchayat, and also for the women who need to come out of their homes to be useful citizens of the village.
ಜನಸಂಖ್ಯೆ 5000 ಇದೆ. ಈ ಒಂದು ಗ್ರಾಮ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು 2005 10ನೇ ಸಾಲಿನವರೆಗೂ ಗ್ರಾಮ ಪಂಚಾಯತಿ ಸದಸ್ಯೆಯಾಗಿದ್ದೆ. ಈ ಒಂದು ನಾನು ಮೊದಲಿಗೆ ಸದಸ್ಯೆ.
Renuka has finished high school and she came to the village after her marriage. She blended into the village life, helping women, talking to them when they were in trouble, and listening to their tales of woe. 10 years ago, when the panchayat elections were announced, the people of the village, especially women, asked her to contest. She got almost all the 1,300 votes of the village. Renuka says she has had this habit of helping whoever needed any help, even before coming into the panchayat. But after attending training programs and learning about her rights and her duties as a panchayat member, she was able to do more and more work for her and surrounding villages. She was elected president of the Federation of Elected Women Members of the Panchayat. Her honest, sincere work has taken her to the capital, Delhi, to Sweden, to New York, to attend conferences, etc. But she's a simple, rural woman at heart, wanting to do something for the community. We are back in Bangalore. I spoke to Padmini, director of Sugrama. Remember, Sugrama is what all the women were talking about in the villages?
Sugrama, it's a federation of the elected women representatives in Karnataka. It all started when the Hunger Project were working on the trainings of the elected women in the year 2006. The elected women felt, okay, we go to the Gram Panchayats, we sit there, we have a cup of coffee or tea, so what is our role? If I go and talk to the Gram Panchayat or to the Taluka Panchayat or even to the official, they don't respect me. So what should I do? Maybe if a collective of EWRs, maybe that's actually sound good. So they decided to have a forum of themselves. And with constant discussions and meetings, they formed a federation. Primarily, the federation was mainly to help them to respect their representation in the Gram Panchayat and give the women what they need.
I met Sriparna, director of Hunger Project based in New Delhi.
At the lowest unit of democracy, the village councils, suddenly, because of a constitutional amendment of 50% reservation for women in politics, we have 1.2 million elected women representatives across India. These are women who are in rural areas, have very low literacy levels, have never participated in public life ever before, and they come from mostly marginalized communities where their voices have been subdued. They are now supposed to govern their villages. The government is trying very hard to provide training and capacity building programs to each one of them. But you know, the sheer size and the numbers of 1.2 million, it becomes very difficult for the government to do a thorough and good job. What the government is providing are structured technical training programs. In a mixed group training, and the women get left out, even though on paper they have attended the program. They do not dare ask questions. Men ask all the questions, the men get all the answers. The men sit in the front of the classroom, the women sit at the back. Whereas in our training programs, we talk only to the women. We do trainings through role plays, through dramas, through street theater, through discussion and dialogue, through understanding the needs and concerns of the elected woman representative. We talk about analysis of self. We try to deconstruct what is gender. We try to deconstruct what is patriarchy and how patriarchy has managed to subdue the voice of the woman. The women ask questions about their hidden fears. They talk amongst themselves. They learn from each other. So these are the different aspects that the Hunger Project weaves into these training programs, which help the elected women to understand the technical knowledge more easily. We also understand and take into account that within the group of women, they are not a homogeneous group. They come from different class backgrounds, they come from different caste backgrounds, they come from different religions, they come from at different literacy levels. So our trainings pay attention to these various aspects and help the women to learn easily, slowly, but learn deeply.
That's quite some work. How many states in India are you working in?
We work in 9 states across the country. We work in the Northern Belt, which is the Hindi-speaking area, and some of the largest states, that's Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar. It's also, these 3 states are considered backward states in many ways. The human development indices are very low. Gender discrimination is very high. Poverty is very stark. And in some of these states, starvation deaths are still happening. In the south, we work in Karnataka, where I'm sitting today. We also work in Tamil Nadu. In the east, we work in Orissa. And we also work in one Himalayan state called Uttarakhand.
You know, right in the beginning after the 73rd Amendment, the first thought came that, even if a woman is elected to the panchayat, it is her husband or father or brother who will do all the work. She is there only because she has won a reserved seat. Does it still happen?
In the beginning, when we got 33.3% reservation for women in village councils, we merely got it primarily because everybody thought, the women, they are very stupid. They will not be able to do very much. Give it to them. But today, we are fighting at present for 33.3% reservation in the parliament. We are not getting it. That is primarily because women have achieved so much with the reservation in the village councils that our members of parliament are scared that they will get displaced if women come in large numbers in the parliament. And when women take over positions of political leadership, they have a completely different agenda. Their agenda is about food security, their agenda is about education for the girl child, their agenda is about water, all the basic development needs which they have lacked in their villages. They want to fulfill those needs for the citizens of their panchayat. Yes, they come without any exposure. They come from within the four walls of their household. But I would say today, after almost 20 years of reservation in village councils, that women are doing fantastic work.
What exactly is your philosophy of training?
The Hunger Project's capacity building programs are basically based on the principles of equity, inclusiveness, transparency, accountability, just governance, but it is all from the perspective of human rights, women's rights, and gender rights. And that is where we are very, very different from the trainings provided by the government. We aim to build and strengthen the leadership of these women who are elected, because they are the change agents. They are the key change agents who will bring development in their villages and fulfill the promises that they made when they were doing their election campaigns. Our principles, these principles are basically derived from the ideologies of adult education, where we understand that adult education is a continuous learning process. And because of that, we support the elected women representatives for the entire 5-year election term, in which she is working at the grassroots.
It makes me get goosebumps hearing you say things about village women at the base of the society coming out and doing all this.
I am just coming back from Gram Panchayat elections in Bihar, where I was last week. Bihar is one of our most backward states. And I went to a very, very remote corner where development has not touched the village. In the last 20 years, they said, since development doesn't touch us, we will not have anything to do with governance. But after our pre-election campaign and the work that we did with the community, for the first time, they are all going to vote on 18th of May. And for the post in that area, there are today 17 candidates who are going to contest for one seat. And out of those 17 candidates, there's one woman. And it is not from a reserved seat. It is from an open seat, open for both men and women. Also, I would like to add, actually, that in Bihar, with all the women that we worked in the last 3-4 years, 95% of the elected women representatives are contesting the elections for the second time. That's a very, very good number. And that says that they really are interested to participate in building the political milieu of the area.
Aparna, I think we should end this show here. Thank you, listeners, with Aparna Deogiri, who did some of the interviews, and Emma Ramamurthy, who recorded and edited this show. I'm Indu Ramesh, saying bye. Thank you for listening.
The song you heard in this program was being rehearsed by young women for presentation at a conference of elected women members of panchayats. It is a call for literacy, especially among girl children and women. To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, author of 36 Steps Toward a Gift Economy, which can be read online. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.